Hello, beloved, and welcome to this Bible study, our weekly Bible study. And in our weekly Bible study this time, we're going to look at the deity of Christ. Remember, we are looking at that beautiful passage of Scripture that tells us that we should grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we grow in the grace of Christ, it means that we grow and we know more and more and more about what He has done for us. And if we grow in the knowledge of Christ, it means that we are gaining more and more knowledge about who He is. And it is our prayer that as we study different aspects of who Christ is, that we will be edified, but also grow spiritually to the glory of God. So let's pray first, and then we continue with the deity of Christ. Heavenly Father, thank You so much that we can come to You and ask You to be with us as we study the deity of Christ, that You will open up our hearts to receive and our minds to understand, that You will give us receptive hearts, and Father, that as we discuss this important topic, this important thing about Christ, or characteristic about Christ, I pray, Father, that it will burn into our hearts and that we will be able to answer the questions that people might have. This we pray in Jesus' precious name, and enable me as Your servant to teach Your people, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now, the deity of Christ. One of the things that you will notice about the fact that Jesus Christ is God is it is under enormous attack. And it's been through all the ages. There are even Christians now who question the fact that Jesus Christ is God. And what they ask is, they say, where in the New Testament, when Jesus spoke, did He say that He is God? And they will say, if he didn't say it Himself, then it proves that He wasn't God. Doesn't matter that we have a lot of other evidence that Jesus is God, but they just say, if Jesus didn't say it Himself, if He didn't say it in so many words, they actually want Him to say, I am God. That's what they expect from Him. And that's not found in the New Testament. But what is found in the New Testament is enough about who Jesus Christ is. Now first, let's look at what is the meaning of the deity of Christ. Now when we speak of the deity of Christ, we are actually saying that Jesus is fully God. Right? We are not saying that Jesus is just like God. We are saying that He is completely God in every single way possible. He is completely equal to the Father in His work and in His being. Obviously, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has different functions within the Godhead. But when it comes to equality, they are 100% equal. Jesus is not, let's say, a smaller picture of God or just an imitation of God. No, no, no. He is God. And when we look at Jesus, we see God just as if we had seen the Father. Okay, you see that in John chapter 10, verse 33 and 49, a few places in Scripture. Many people say that Jesus was a very good man, or some even say He was a prophet, but they don't want to say that he is God. C.S. Lewis rightly said that Jesus could not just be a good man and then claim to be God. He is either a liar, and he lied when he said that he was God, or he is a lunatic who thought that he was God, but he was wrong. Or he was the true Lord and was in fact God. Now, beloved, we believe very strongly that Jesus is truly and fully and completely God. That's what we believe. And not just as Baptists. This is orthodox biblical teaching. It is orthodox Christianity, is that we believe that Jesus is truly, fully and completely God. Now, what is the importance of the deity of Christ? What makes it so important? Beloved, if Jesus was only a man, He could not, He could only actually die for His own sins. But because He is God, He can die for the sins of all those He came to save. Remember, Jesus was the God-man, fully God, fully man at the same time. Now, He could only die for all sin because He is truly God. He was truly God when He died, and He is God even now. Now let's look at a few proofs. Things that basically, and obviously we're going to get the proof from Scripture because that's God's revelation. Now people will say, oh, that's circular reasoning because you're taking the Bible and people actually reject what the Bible says, and we take the Bible and we prove that Jesus is God through the Bible. Beloved, it doesn't matter that we use the Bible, because the Bible is the highest authority that we have to basically prove the doctrines that we so deeply believe in. So what are the proofs of the deities of Christ? And now we must understand, just as we have teachings about the humanity of Christ, and we find it in Scripture right through the New Testament, the Bible has many proofs of the deity of Christ, the fact that He is God. For example, His names prove that He is God, because Jesus is called God in the Bible. In John 1:18, John 20:28, in Hebrews 1:8, just to give a few passages, Jesus is called God. All right, but He's also called Lord, which means Master, Supreme in Authority, the highest power that you can get. He's called Lord, and that's in Matthew 22:44, in Romans 10, verse 9 and verse 13, Hebrews 1:10. But then, Jesus is also called the Son of God, and at places He's called the Son of Man. All right? But He's called the Son of God. For example, John 5:25. Jesus is the Son of God, which means He comes from God. Now, there are people that would agree, and they would say, yeah, Jesus is the Son of God. But that doesn't prove that He is God. You see, the thing is that Jesus is called... Jesus said, for example, He says, "Before Abraham was, I am." And that word, "I am," is the word that God used. Remember when God came to Moses and He appeared to Moses in that burning bush that wouldn't burn out? What did God say? What is His name? He says, "I am that I am." God said that His name is I am. Right? And Jesus, when He spoke, He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." He didn't say, "Before Abraham was, I already existed." No. He says, "Before Abraham was, I am." And that "I am" is an expression of being God. Right? The Jews in those days would have seen it as blasphemy when Jesus said those words, "Before Abraham was, I am." That those words, "I am," they would see it as blasphemy. All right. But also when we look at the Scriptures, we see that the characteristics of Jesus proves that He is God. For example, Jesus is eternal. We read it in John 1:1. Now Hebrews 1 verse 11 to 12. So He is eternal. We've looked at it already in detail. But Jesus is also everywhere at the same time. That means He's omnipresent. Yeah? In Matthew 28:20. Before that, Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto Me." And then He says, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always." How can Jesus be with us always if He's not God? You see, His characteristic tells us that Jesus is everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent. That means that He is God. Another characteristic of Christ is that He knows everything, all right? And He is the source of all knowledge. That means He is omniscient. We see that in John chapter 4:18, John chapter 16, verse 30, and John chapter 20, verse 25. Jesus has all knowledge, and He knows everything, and He is the source of all knowledge. He's omniscient, and that is a characteristic of God. But Jesus has that characteristic. Then Jesus is also all-powerful, which means He's omnipotent. Matthew 28:18. "To Me has been given all authority in heaven and on earth." He's omnipotent. He has all power. All right, all authority belongs to Him. And then we also know that Scripture teaches us that Jesus never ever changes. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 3:6. James 1:17. And the fact that Jesus never changes... God is the only one who never changes. So if Jesus never changes and God never changes, that means that Jesus is God. We change. The world changes. Fashion changes. People's ideas about things changes. But Christ Jesus never changes, just like God never changes. And then another thing, another characteristic of about Christ that we know the scripture teaches us is that Jesus is life. You see, other things are given life. Jesus wasn't given life. Jesus is life. In John 4:1, verse 4, we read it. John 14:6, Psalm 36:9. Jesus Christ is life. All right? And because he is life, he is God. God is the only one who gives life. Nobody else can give life. It is God who gives life. All right? But then also, another proof that Jesus is God is his works. The Bible basically teaches us that Jesus is the creator. Remember John 1:3? Nothing existed but through him, because he is the creator. Colossians 1:16. Jesus is the creator. Now, who is the creator? God is the creator. But here it says clearly in John 1:3 that Jesus is the creator. So if Jesus is the creator, then he is God. Right? Colossians 1:16, same thing. But he's not only the creator, he's also the sustainer. He is the one who keeps everything going. Colossians 1:17 says it. Hebrews 1:3 says it so beautifully. All right, but then, not only is Jesus the creator and he's the sustainer, that he keeps everything going, he's also the forgiver of sin. In Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, we read about it. Isaiah 43, verse 25, we read about it. It is only God that can forgive sins. Nah? And because God can forgive sin and Jesus can forgive sin, remember he said that you go and your sins are forgiven you. Jesus said it. And then the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they made one big noise of it. And he says, well, so that you can see that the Son of Man can forgive sins, rise up and walk. And he did. So he's the forgiver of sins, but he's also the worker of miracles. And the things that Jesus did while he was on this earth was things that only God can do. Only God can raise people from the dead, beloved. And Jesus did it. Besides the fact that he himself rose from the dead, he was involved in, for example, when Lazarus was dead, Jesus was the one who raised him from the dead. Come forth, Lazarus. And Lazarus came out of the grave and he was there already. He was already, he must already been smelling by that time when Jesus arrived. But Jesus rose him from the dead. People receiving their eyesight that was blind from birth. All these kind of things, lepers that was healed, all the kind of healings that Jesus Christ did, all the miracles that Jesus did, shows us that he is God. Okay? But then, we also see that his response to worship proves that he is God. Jesus responded to worship. The Bible teaches us very clearly that man should worship only God. There's a few passages about that. Deuteronomy 6:13, Deuteronomy 10:20, Matthew chapter 4 verse 10 and Acts chapter 10 verse 25 and 26. Only God is to be worshipped. And Jesus knew that. He knew it. So if Jesus was just a man, he would not accept worship. But because he was willing to receive worship from the people, it tells us that Jesus is God, because he received worship. He accepted worship as only God could do. And Jesus would not blaspheme the name of the Father or the God. He would not do that at all. So the fact that he received worship tells us that Jesus Christ is God that can be worshipped. That's why we can worship him, because he received worship when he was on this earth. We can worship him as God. All right, and he even taught that he should be given the same honor and reverence now that people gave the Father in John 5:23. So, Jesus is God because he received worship. John 5, let me just read these two verses, because it's actually beautiful, two verses, this. John 5:22 and 23 says, "For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son," verse 23, "that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." Can you see that? So Jesus had to receive honor, all right, because he is who he is. He's the Son of God. He's the one that's going to judge one day. And as the Son of God, He is God. Right. Now, there's a few verses where we find that Jesus is worshipped by angels and men and actually all people. It's John chapter 9, verse 38, 2 Timothy 4, verse 18, Philippians 2, verse 10, Matthew 14, 33, and Hebrews 1, verse 6. These verses tell us that Jesus was worshipped by angels and by men and by all people. And He should be worshipped for who He is. But then, there's also biblical teaching that proves to us that Jesus Christ is God. There are many other places in the scriptures, in the Bible, that clearly teaches us that Jesus is God. And let me just give you three references. 2 Corinthians 13:14, it tells us that Jesus is given the same importance as the Father and the Holy Spirit. Okay? And then in John chapter 14, verse 23, and John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus is seen as equal to the Father. Beloved, this tells us that we can serve Jesus Christ, we can worship Jesus Christ, we can honor Him as God because Jesus is divine. He is God. Okay? He's not just a prophet. He's not just a good teacher. He wasn't just a good man. No, He is the God-man. Okay? God willing, next week we're going to speak a little bit about the two natures of Christ. His human nature and His divine nature. But for now, it's important for us to understand that Jesus, besides the fact that He had a human nature and a divine nature, Jesus Christ is God. And He can be worshipped as God. He's the second person of the Trinity. He's the one who has to be worshipped. And He's the one who one day will be the judge of the earth. He's going to judge everyone. And now He has all authority in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given unto Him. Okay? And it's in that authority that you and I can go and preach the gospel to the world, to those who are sinners. And it's in that authority that we can declare that we have been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's because of Christ. It's because of His authority and because He was victorious over sin and death. Absolutely amazing. But we can know that Scripture clearly teaches that Jesus is God. Right? He's not just a prophet. He's not just a good teacher. He's not just a good man. He's not just anybody. No. He is God. And let us worship Him as such. Right. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You so much that we can see through Your revelation, see through the revelation of Scripture, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah, that He is truly God. And thank You for all the proofs that You have given us in Your Word, that we can know that He is who He said He is. When He said that before Abraham was, I am. And Father, thank You so much that we can worship Him as God, the second person of the triune God. And Father, thank You so much that we can also come to You and ask You to burn these realities into our hearts, these facts, so that we can know them. And when we are asked about the hope that lives within us, that we will be able to answer when people question the deity of Christ, that we will be able to answer them from a biblical perspective. And go before us, we pray, during this week. And enable us, Father, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This we pray in His name, because it's in His name that we should pray to You as the living Almighty God. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask this. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He give you His grace. And may you have a wonderful week in which you ponder upon what has been said in this study. And to, be encouraged and reminded that Jesus Christ truly is God. That you will be able to share it with others as well. So God willing, until next time, bye-bye.